Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you are with me and mostly that you are studying the Word of God. My prayer for you is that you're growing in your walk with the Lord and that you're finding out more and more about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways every day. You know, every time we open the Bible, God will speak to us. He does it in various ways and among various different people at different times in their lives. And so I always want to encourage you not only to get involved in these podcasts, but also on your own. Just open the Bible up and go to Him in prayer as you begin. And I promise the Lord will speak to you through His Word. We want to go to Him in prayer this morning as we begin this study. So if you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for making us, giving us breath, giving us life, sustaining our lives, O Lord, and providing Your Word. Today, as we study, we invite You to send Your Holy Spirit among us, to guide us into all truth, and empower us to live according to that truth, so that our lives just may be a pleasure and a blessing to You. We honor You today, Lord, and we give You thanks again for this time of study. And we do so in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Witnesses of Jesus. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, and verse 39. The physician Luke wrote how two servants and a soldier of Cornelius went to Joppa to find Peter. After arriving at Simon's house, where Peter was staying, they met Peter and convinced him to go see their master Cornelius. After entering Cornelius's house, Peter found many people gathered there. And Cornelius told Peter, "We all here, present before God, to hear all things that are commanded you of God." And then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fears Him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." And in chapter 10 and verse 39 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter spoke of Jesus, saying, "We are witnesses of all things which He did," where we read, "And we are all witnesses. We are witnesses of all things which He did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree." The verse begins, "And we are witnesses of all things which He did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem." Luke began with the words, "And we are witnesses," which means, and we, Peter and the men who were with him, are each recorders, ones who give testimony, and spectators of all things, or of each, every, the whole, and every one of the acts which He did both in the land of the Jews, which means that Jesus performed, made ready, and produced in the arable land, territory, and country belonging to the people of the Jewish nation by origin, birth, or religion. And in Jerusalem, or and within Jerusalem, which means set your double peace, and is the capital of Palestine. Luke shared how Peter told Cornelius and the people in his home that he and the men with him could all give testimony and record of everything Jesus did while he was in the territory belonging to the Jewish people and within the city of Jerusalem. The verse continues, "whom they slew and hanged on a tree." Luke added the words, "whom they slew," which means whom Jesus, and the people opposed to Jesus, lifted up, abolished, and killed. And hanged on a tree, or suspended on a cross. Luke shared how Peter referred to how people opposed to Jesus killed him, as he told Cornelius and the people in his home about Jesus being crucified. When we meditate upon Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter bore record of the life of Jesus when he journeyed in Jerusalem and through the country belonging to the Jews. And he shared how people crucified Jesus upon a cross. We can imagine the countenances of Cornelius and his people in his house as Peter relayed this story. And when they realized it was for their sins Jesus died, they were prone to repent before God. God loves people, and although he does good throughout the world, many reject and refuse the salvation he offers through his son Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of all mankind and was raised from the dead after 3 days. Anyone who surrenders their life to Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. And those who are wise understand, Jesus went to the cross, hung on a tree, and died so they might live with him forever. Next time, Luke shares how Peter says, "Him God raised up the third day." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.